Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, all in association with our lovely friends at Hutton View Care Home. On the phone right now, I've actually got two young ladies from St Francis Hospice. We've got Shahina, who's a family support service manager. Morning, Shahina.
Morning, Mike.
We've got Julie, who's one of the volunteer bereavement counsellors. Is that right, Julie?
Yes, it is. Good morning. Yeah.
So I know St Francis Hospice is doing this new service. It's called a COVID bereavement service. Shahina, what exactly does that entail?
It is new, and many other organisations are realising we do need to support the community that's impacted by COVID-19 bereavement. If we provide a bereavement service at the hospice, the family support have volunteers who do counselling, and it's a similar setup, Mike. We are opening up the bereavement service to those whose loved one have died as a result of COVID-19. So it's a virtual counselling service via telephone or video counselling.
Okay, could you do, as long as social distancing is in order, could you face-to-face counselling, do you think?
This is really one of the difficulties we're finding in the hospice. It all depends on the government restriction. So depending on the tiers that we are in, gives us an understanding of what's safe for those patients who are currently in our inpatient unit at the hospice, their families and relatives, as well as for staff. So currently in the lockdown, we're not able to, but if we do reduce to tier, say, 2 or 3, we could look at providing some face-to-face, but that all depends on availability of the room. And unfortunately, there's not many room that will give us the 2 meter distance that we need to have to be safe.
Yeah, because it must be quite a big room, must it? 2 meters. It's, you know,
yes.
Plus you've got the chairs and then the people sitting in the chairs. You don't want to be cramped up against the wall, each like that. Now, Julie, yes. I know you're a volunteer bereavement counsellor. How did you become a volunteer bereavement counsellor?
Oh, wow. Well, my journey started quite a while back. I've been with hospice now for 10 years. I've always been involved with the NHS. So when I left the NHS and had my son, it's sort of within you that you want to give something back. My mum became under the care of the hospice. So it was just made sense to me to become involved. So I first started off with complementary therapy at the hospice. I then knew there was more for me there and then started with bereavement support and then went on and qualified and trained, and that's how I became involved.
So how do you see this brand new COVID bereavement service affecting you? Do you think it will put a bigger workload on what you've already got?
Yes, there will be more of a workload on what we've already got, but it's very important. It's hugely important to reach out to others, because it really does offer support for people that are not having the access to support and therapy at the moment. So it will increase naturally, but we'll be okay with that.
Yeah, fingers crossed, because I know that St Francis Hospice needs as much money as it can at the moment, because you can't produce any outdoor events or mainly indoor, even indoor events, to be honest with you. It's all got to be digital events, hasn't it? Have you seen a fall in some of the things that you do, Shahina? I mean, being a family support service manager, are you getting less work now because of the COVID situation and the lockdown?
No, it's the opposite, Mike. In all our services, the demands have increased and people are requiring action quite quickly because of the trauma that's impacting not just the individual, but the whole family. And things like we have, you know, highly resilient people. We're quite a highly resilient country, but we've been limited to things that give us comfort. So even physical touch, even visiting a relative to talk about all this, is all completely gone or being restricted to that we can't access. Even for us who are not grieving, we're experiencing a lot of losses of what's helpful to us to help our mental well-being. So the demands have become increasingly high. You know, you're not able to visit your GP, and sometimes that's enough for people as well, just to air out what's going on. So we're getting a lot of demands for both patients wanting to be referred to the hospice, but in turn, particularly my team for counselling support and counselling support right now as well, which is we've seen an increase in.
So, Shahina, if somebody's listening right now and they want to get in contact with you for this new bereavement service, or even if they just want to get in contact for the help of St Francis Hospice, how can they do it?
I would say for, in the first instance, please call the hospice on 01708 753 319 and ask for a member of the family support team, and we'll be happy to talk to you to take down your details. Do go and visit our website, shfh.org.uk, or drop us an email for the COVID bereavement service at bereavementcounselling@shfh.org.uk.
Well, ladies, I think you do an absolutely fantastic job. You really, really do. Fingers crossed you keep getting the money in, because I know that's all, I mean, it's something like £9 million a year you have to raise, which must be very difficult under this circumstances. So fingers crossed you do an amazing job. It all carries on without a glitch and we all get back to normal again soon. It's been lovely, lovely to speak to you. It really has.
Thank you, Mike.